Late this afternoon, there were new charges in the case involving the 2012 re-election campaign of Philadelphia Congressman Bob Brady, as well as allegations that Brady paid $90,000 from his campaign fund to get an opponent out of the race. Now, Brady has not been charged, but court filings today are not good for the congressman. WHYY's Dave Davies joins us now to sort it out. And Dave, remind us where this allegation initially came from.
Well, there were some court filings by federal prosecutors several weeks ago. And essentially, it was what you just said. There was this primary campaign, a re-election campaign by Congressman Brady. This guy, Jimmy Moore, a former municipal court judge, was challenging him. And the feds in this filing said that Brady had agreed to pay $90,000 from his campaign fund to retire Mr. Moore's campaign debts if he would get out of the race. This came in a guilty plea by a woman named Carolyn Cavanis, who was a campaign staffer for Jimmy Moore, and she described how this was the deal, and they had to disguise the payments because it's not legal under federal campaign finance law to pay $90,000 from one candidate to another. So there were dummy companies and all. But the critical thing is she understood there wasn't a deal. This was $90,000 in return for him withdrawing, but her knowledge was secondhand. She said she heard this from Mr. Moore. That's what we had until now.
And so today, a criminal charge was filed against Jimmy Moore, the candidate who withdrew from the race. Now, what's the charge and what does it portend for Bob Brady?
Well, the charge that he is going to plead guilty to is filing one false campaign finance report. But the critical thing is that he, in his pleading, will say, yes, there was a meeting, which, by the way, was at the office of former Mayor Wilson Good. I spoke to him today. He said he set up the meeting, but he wasn't in it. It was Brady and Mr. Moore. And in what Mr. Moore is prepared to plead to in the government filing, it will say that he and Bob Brady had this meeting to discuss what Mr. Brady was willing to offer the defendant in exchange for the defendant's agreement to withdraw from the race. That's the language from today's filing. That's what Jimmy Moore is apparently prepared to testify to. So this is not secondhand. This is firsthand. This is the man who allegedly reached this understanding with Mr. Brady. Now, I spoke to Jimmy Moore's attorney, Jeffrey Miller, just a little while ago, and he said, yeah, there was an understanding, but he kind of characterized it in a somewhat more benign way.
It's not as sinister as one might think. It's a little more vanilla than some kind of a backroom kind of subterfuge to corrupt the political process. It really wasn't that. It was, in fact, an agreement by two politicians. One ain't going to win, so he's going to drop out. And he's got a lot of debt, and he doesn't want to stick folks. The other's got a lot of money. He says, I'll help you with the money.
So that's Jeffrey Miller, Jimmy Moore's candidate, kind of saying, it's a little slippery. But the fact is that the court filing puts Brady in a discussion about a deal. And so I also got Mr. Brady's attorney, Jim Eisenhower, who had this to say about that statement by Mr. Moore in this pleading.
We flat out deny them. Congressman never had any conversation with Mr. Moore along the lines charged in this information. And I'll match the credibility of Bob Brady up against the credibility of Jimmy Moore any day.
So there we are, Dave.
So, if Brady had offered Jimmy Moore cash inducement to withdraw from the race, would that be illegal?
It's an interesting question, isn't it? And Jim Eisenhower, by the way, says that's not what happened. It wasn't a quid pro quo. But if it had happened, he doesn't think it would be a crime. And campaign finance law experts that I have spoken to similarly say, it does kind of happen. President Obama offered Joe Sestak some kind of inducement, it seems, to get out of the race against Arlen Specter a few years ago. So it's not clear that it would be a crime. But again, Mr. Brady's attorney saying, it's not what happened.
So how does it next get sorted out?
Well, the question will be, do federal authorities have plans to charge Mr. Brady with anything? And when I asked Jimmy Moore's attorney, is he prepared to testify? He said, if he is called by the federal authorities or anybody else, he will testify truthfully. So the question is, do they do anything about Brady? We don't know.
Stay tuned. Thanks, Dave.
Sure.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies.